What if every student had a tutor and personalized learning was available to everyone? What if every family had a financial guide and their investments made for an optimistic future? What if every doctor could diagnose you in seconds and healthcare visits felt more personal? What if your business never slept and every customer's shopping experience felt like it was designed especially for them? It can with Agentforce, the powerful AI from Salesforce.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
At Care Heating and Cooling, we put you first. You are the reason we're open 7 days a week and why it's easy to schedule service at careheatingandcooling.com. Your safety is why we check every gas furnace for carbon monoxide. And it's because of you that our techs are paid to fix your furnace, not sell you a new one. So it's no surprise that last year Care was awarded a BBB Torch Award for Ethics, because at Care, we're committed to doing business right. Call Care at 1-800-COOLING when you need a company you can trust.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
As a child of the 80s who remembers a world pre-internet, the first time I actually saw a CB radio in action was an incredible moment. It's a device that allowed you to talk to mysterious people whose names and personalities changed depending on your location. It was exciting. The CB represented a whole world of information and conversations that could be had with the simple pressing of a button. Who would be on the other end once your message was sent out? It was a mystery and an adventure. I remember as a teenager attempting to create a CB radio station with an old CB radio and a large antenna that I purchased from a friend. I rigged up a way to key the mic or keep my feed going without interruption and began to broadcast top 40 radio hits of the time and talk between the songs as if it were a real radio station. I was young, naive, and clueless to the proper etiquette one should use in broadcasting on a CB channel, and the idea backfired. When my show finally ended, I had almost every CB radio enthusiast in my hometown riled up and searching the neighborhoods for the strong signal, trying to figure out where it was coming from. I knew this because looking out my front window, I saw a bunch of station wagons sporting large antennas driving up and down my road saying, "I think he's around here. Damn, I lost his signal." The event ended my CB broadcasting days. In this story, we hear the story of another child who was excited and intrigued by the voices he picked up on the CB radio, only to find out that a voice on the other end might not have belonged to the living. Joey shares this intriguing story. I was born and grew up in California, where I still reside. I've had so many supernatural or paranormal experiences in the tenure of my life that these words are almost pretentious to me. And the notion of someone being a skeptic is as silly as not believing that $1 million exists because they have never seen that much money. Most of these experiences I have kept close to me or secret as not to be singled out or labeled paranormal myself. The experiences that I've shared with people I disguise as ghost stories that most listeners love and beg me to tell again. Much like you, since I was a child, I've been completely fascinated with radio, broadcasting, and other forms of long-range communication with any others who might be listening. My first memory of this interest is from when I was very young, and my dad gave me an old CB radio that he had bought at a yard sale. I was completely enamored and devoted all of my attention to this device. I refocused my devotion from playing Contra or having dirt clod wars to communicating with others over CB. I met and chatted with so many CB and ham radio dorks that the number is unfathomable. Among all of these people, each of whom was fascinating, only one stands out in my memory. He was my age. And I met him via CB only a little while after I delved into this endeavor. We liked all the same things. Ninja Turtles, Star Wars, He-Man, The Lost Boys. I could go on and on, but it would be far too extensive. Above all, we both loved ghost stories and creepy-ass shit. He indeed came to be the brother I never had, as my other three brothers were a bit younger and I was relegated to raising them by myself because both of my parents worked full-time jobs to provide. We were poor but rich in love and the very simple things in life. My regular fulfillment came from chatting with this best friend of mine who I'd never formally met in person. I still remember preparing dinner for my brothers, then hurrying them to brush their teeth, bathe, and to get to bed promptly so that I could bask in my radio wave indulgence. I couldn't wait to talk to my first and only best friend, who was the only kid who could spin a yarn of ghost stories better than I could. During our early sessions, I asked him his name, and he said, "You can call me T-1000, or T for short," and that he was from Wisconsin. He told me that his dad, Jim, was a local late-night radio station DJ in that area. I was completely flattered every time he would say, "Hey, you need to call the station, and my dad will put you on the air." T was truly my dearest friend. He would chat damn near every day, and we would conduct special broadcasts for each other on our birthdays and on holidays like Christmas, Thanksgiving, and especially Halloween. Over time, I've maintained many relationships and jobs here and there, but nothing compared to my connection with T and my love for radio. It was a beautiful autumn day, 2 days before Halloween, and I was enthralled by the weekend barbecue atmosphere we enjoyed with some real oldies playing in the background. The song Stand By Me started playing when I felt compelled to sit down and contact T to tease him about how great my Halloween ghost stories were going to be. To my surprise, I had a negative response all day. This was extremely out of the ordinary, to say the least. I didn't overreact because there had been times when he was not on the air, although to this day, I honestly can't recall a day when he wasn't. Halloween came and went, and nothing. No response, just dead air. I was a bit distraught and very concerned about the only true friend I had. I left my radio on all hours of day and night, and every penny of my paychecks went to boosting my signal with bigger and better antenna, equipment, and so on. I tried tirelessly to contact T to no avail, and even faked sick days just to try all day to get some contact. I was an empty shell of a person, and became even more introverted and self-reliant than before, with taking care of and raising my younger brothers as my only other concern. It had been about 3 months and 7 days since the last contact, and one night, after putting my brothers to bed, I sat myself in my chair and began broadcasting with every fiber of my soul, my sense of hope hanging by a thread. After an hour or so, I remember hanging my head in despair, while a single tear fell from my eye, and I transmitted, "T, I miss you so much, brother." Then I heard a voice, then static. Then the garbled voice again, as if it were such a weak transmission that static was always in the background. I remember thinking, "This is impossible. My equipment is incredible." I shot forward and shouted, "T? T, is that you? Come in, please. I miss you, please." I heard his static-covered voice respond, "Tony, my name is Tony." I screamed with tears in my eyes. "I miss you, Tony. Where are you? What happened to you?" Through static, he replied, "Join us on the radio. We need you. I replied, I will. Tell me how to find you, Tony. I'll go. There was a long pause, muffled by the cacophony of static. Then I heard the words, not yet. This is T, signing off. I felt a tremor within me that was soul-destroying. It's like you've been asleep after suffering the loss of a loved one or losing your first love, and you're suddenly ripped back into the reality of that loss, waking to the torment and anguish of being. It's like every sad emotion floods back into your mind and your inner soul struggles to sustain itself. A few minutes passed as I sat there, staring at my desk, listening to the faint static, when another voice came through. Hello? Say again, he said. I recognized it. That voice. It was Jim, T's dad. I shot up from my seat and shouted into the mic, Jim, come in. What happened to T? Where is he? Is he okay? He replied, what? Who is this? What do you want? I said, Jim, please, I'm trying to get a hold of T. Where is he? Is he okay? What, is this a joke? Who is this? Jim asked in confusion. Is your name Jim or not? I shouted with frustration. Where is your son T? Is he all right? My son's name is Tony. Only his friends called him T because it got underneath my son's skin. But you must be confused with some other person. My son died about 25 years ago. Sorry, young fella. I couldn't even muster the mental capacity to complete my sentence as my head swirled in clouds of sadness, confusion, and false hope. I tried to think of something to say or ask to make it all not true or disapprove this heart-wrenching information. I shakily muttered, How'd he die, sir, if you don't mind? All the facts come from his buddy who survived that day. Tony and his buddy would always go down there and play in them woods. Well, the story, as his buddy tells it, is that they was playing army like they loved to do, and in between their pretend battle, they found a tattered old radio flyer wagon flipped upside down. They turned it over, excited about what they could do with it, and they felt like it was Christmas morning because they found a couple of walkie-talkies underneath the damn thing. They turned them on, and both walkies worked fine. Those two kids spent the whole damn day playing with their newfound treasures. They was taking a break around evening sometime. They had heard some faint sobbing coming from a nearby creek, and it was barely audible over the creek and general noises from them woods, but they went to go see what it was. They came across a little girl about their age in a tattered blue dress with quite a big scrape on her leg that was bleeding pretty good, and she was crying gently. My boy asked her if she was hurt and if she was lost, and she said, yes, I can't find my way home. And my boy asked, where is it? And she said, it's a few blocks into town. My boy, I guess, was wanting to be the hero of the day, and he'd take her into town, but his buddy said, no way, no how. So Tony said, fine, you big baby, I'll go on home. I'll take her myself. Just keep your walkie-talkie on you, and we can still communicate. So apparently the little girl flashed a slight grin and seemed pleased to my son's obliging. She upped herself into the wagon, and both of them boys went off in their separate directions, and the walkies turned on. For the next 45 minutes or so, the boys was chatting back and forth to make sure everything's all right, and about this time, my son's walkie started cutting out and getting staticky and whatnot, and, well, his buddy said that what he heard was my boy saying something like, just about there now, then it was static for about another 10 minutes or so. Last thing he heard was my boy scream, the static for a minute, and then the last thing he heard over that walkie was what sounded like giggling from a little girl. Like I said, the whole account of these events is coming from his buddy's mouth, so that's all I have to go on. My boy's missing. Jim's voice started to crack, and I could tell it was very painful for him, and for me, too. My jaw was dropped in silent scream as I listened to him, all the while my head was swirling in the cloudiness of disbelief and horror as I was thinking, this simply cannot be what I am hearing. This can't be real. Jim continued, well, of course, we got the police involved, and they did their searching and investigating and whatnot. Those damn fools was asking me all sorts of dumb shit questions about my boy and his home life, like I'm the suspect or something. But in the end, my boy was never found, and the only thing that was even close to a clue about what was happening to him was something we saw during the search. Like I said, we went out over the last place the two boys were together, out in them woods. I was playing and we searched for anything to help him find my missing boy. And after some time going around in circles, well, I got fed up and asked his buddy what direction he went off in to take that little girl home. He slowly looked around and pointed in a direction. And I took his arm. We walked and searched for some time. Truth be told, I was giving up hope on finding my boy when all of a sudden his buddy stopped dead in his tracks and I watched the color drain from his face. He was just staring at something. So I asked him what's wrong. He pointed slow and stiff-like and I could see his lips trembling a bit. I looked over to where he was pointing and saw something that I couldn't quite make out. So we slowly walked over so I could get a better look at what the hell he was looking at, and as we came up to it, I realized it was a wagon. Same goddamn wagon from the story that he done told us. The wagon was beat to shit and flipped upside down. I told his buddy to wait here and I walked up to it and lifted it up and flipped it over. And as I flipped it, I jumped back and my body froze. His buddy let out a squeal, but cupped his hands over his mouth to silence himself. We were both staring at a filthy, torn-up blue dress, like he said that little girl was wearing. Right next to it, halfway buried in the soil, was my boy's walkie-talkie. I picked it up and got nothing. Batteries were dead. As dead as the hope I had left in my heart for ever finding my boy. I gulped. I'm sorry for your loss, sir. I don't really know how to explain this, but I met a very dear friend through the CB radio, and over time he's become my best friend. My only friend. And I know this sounds crazy, but I swear on everything I love that I believe I've been communicating with your son. My voice started to crack as tears started to stream out uncontrollably, but I continued. I just can't handle the fact that he might not be real. He cannot be a ghost. I mean, we've talked every day, and he's like a brother to me. Dry your eyes now, son, Jim responded. And I'm also sorry for your loss, but I don't rightly believe you've been conversating with my son. It's just one hell of a coincidence, you know. It's all just a big hat, no cattle. And how in the hell you knew my name when I heard this here CB going off, I surely don't know, but maybe your buddy is still around somewhere. He might be on vacation or something. Did he mention anything about leaving town when y'all last spoke? I gulped and weakly replied, no. The last thing that I ever heard from him was join us on the radio. After I screamed that I would join him, he replied, not yet, T, signing off. That was the last thing I ever heard from him. Jim said nothing for a moment. Then he muttered, what the hell? Well, I'll be goddamn, son. My boy was a youngin', but we always taught him the values of a hardworking man, and I done got him a job cleaning and doing janitor-type stuff at my good friend's workplace. It was a radio station. I just don't... Listen, son, my head's a-spinning, and it's tough to talk about my boy. I'm sorry, but I better let you go for now. Wait, I shouted. And before you go, sir, I just got a question, if that's all right with you. Go ahead, son, he said. Well, I'm broadcasting on the CB today, sir, because I was hoping in a desperate attempt to hear from my best friend T, but sir, how did I get in contact with you? There was a brief pause, and then Jim sighed. That's exactly the same thing I've been fixing to eat up my brain. You see, when my boy went missing, it done tore a hole in me and my wife's heart, so we decided to leave my son's room, all of his belongings, exactly the way they was when he disappeared. And, well, tonight I was watching TV and relaxing when I heard a ruckus coming from my boy's room. I went into his room to get a better listen and heard you screaming through this here CB radio. But the thing that's confusing to me is that the CB has been turned off from the time my boy passed. And I tell you now, may God strike me dead, this damn radio is still turned off as we speak. Static interference started to garble Jim's transmission, and something told me my time was extremely limited. Yet this was too much for my mind to handle, and the icy cold feeling of pins and needles had been constant throughout the whole conversation, to the point where I was freezing cold and my teeth chattering. Trying to maintain my composure, I asked, whatever happened to your son's buddy, sir? Well, like I said, there weren't anybody. Static. Believed, static. His story, so he went, static. Some therapy and such. The static interference was getting worse, and it was hard to make out any coherence. I struggled to listen fervently as he continued. Last thing I heard, son, was he, static, ended, Mental facility, static. Claimant insanity, static. Dunn committed suicide. That was it. End transmission. Nothing but static remained, and I've never heard from Jim again. Nor have I ever successfully contacted anybody on that frequency. And believe me, I tried obsessively. My life over the decades that followed has mainly consisted of me trying to make any sense out of this lifelong tragedy. I've read hundreds of paranormal books, articles, journals, archives, and basically any resource that delves into the unknown or spiritual consciousness in order to not only find out who my best friend was, but also what happened to him. Or was he even real? I've had my heart broken over the loss of my best friend, especially in such a manner as these experiences gave me absolutely no closure or understanding. I'd compare it to meeting the love of your life and living blissfully together until one day they're taken from you with no explanation or insight. And you're just expected to carry on with life without them as if everything were normal. I've been not only accused of being too obsessed with the supernatural, paranormal, and even simple ghost stories, but I have also lost many jobs and employment over this perspective. I'm currently jobless once again, but in my mind I know that God and my faith and perseverance will eventually guide me to the truth and back to my dear friend. Rest in peace, Tony.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Want a commercial-free experience of the show with access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories? Sign up at Apple Podcasts right now and try it for 3 days free. Ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
This message is sponsored by Greenlight. With school out, summer is the perfect time to teach our kids real-world money skills they'll use forever. Greenlight is a debit card and the number one family finance and safety app used by millions of families, helping kids learn how to save, invest, and spend wisely. Parents can send their kids money and track their spending and saving, while kids build money confidence and skills in fun ways. Start your risk-free Greenlight trial today at greenlight.com/iHeart. That's greenlight.com/iHeart.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply. You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code iHeart or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply. You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code iHeart or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply. You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code iHeart or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply. You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code iHeart or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply. You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code iHeart or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
This message comes from Greenlight. Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on what your kids are spending with real-time notifications. Join millions of parents and kids building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get started risk-free at greenlight.com/iHeart.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, There are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply. You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Does Friendly have a taste? If it does, it's probably like Hello's peppermint-flavored anti-plaque and whitening toothpaste. Brush away plaque, show tartar who's boss, and remove surface stains to naturally whiten. Hello's thoughtful and flavor-forward products make brushing your teeth feel like a confetti-filled bathroom dance party. So say hello to Hello with the always cruelty-free, never tested on animals toothpaste that's made to spread smiles. Visit HelloProducts.com and let Hello add some everyday yay into your life.